Tito. Een hele goede morgen. Dit is Start Je Ochtendshow. Zometeen kun jij tickets scoren voor het Wuha Festival. Geef je vast op voor de morgen minuut en wie weet spreek je jou zometeen. Maar voordat we daaraan toekomen, ga ik je voorstellen aan Elena Alexandra Ospitalanu. Deze dame is oftewel Inna, je kent ervan. No, 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 fire. Hits, hits, hits. Inna, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
I was practicing with your name. I saw you laughing. So how far did I get?
That was so funny. Well, you said it good. You said Elena, Alexandra. But then the other one, what'd you say?
Can
you
I said, Apostoluenu.
Well, something like that.
Because how do you say that?
Apostoleanu.
Okay, see, I went wrong on Leanu.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Teach me some... Romanian.
For example, if you want to say good morning, yeah. You say bună dimineața.
Again?
Bună dimineața.
Bună dimineața.
Uh-huh, perfect. That's perfect.
And in Dutch that's you really say perfect. Goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen.
Yeah.
Goedemorgen.
Okay, teach me more. Teach me more.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
How do you tell someone I love your music?
I love your music.
Okay.
No, you best musicata.
You best musicata.
Yeah. Well, you're good.
Okay.
Okay, now you.
Okay. Ik hou van je muziek.
Huh?
Ik hou van je muziek.
Ik hou van je muziek.
Ik hou van je muziek.
No, that's bad.
No, you almost got it. Ik hou van je muziek.
Ik hou van je muziek.
Yeah! So next time we're going to record like a Dutch song. Inna, great to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very, very happy. And thanks for playing my music.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that.
Because you have a lot. Because like I was telling people at work, Inna's coming. And I was like, Inna, and I played your song. But like, oh my God, Inna, you have so many hit records. Like, take us back to the beginning. The first song you ever did. What was that? Like, people are lying, a lot of songs. Like, somebody's on the phone. Yeah, somebody. Like, your very first hit single. If we take it back to the beginning. How did you like get started in this music industry? Because all of a sudden, you were like, boom, big, music was all over the place. But what was your first hit and your first moment that you thought, well, this music thing is going kind of great?
Yeah. Well, I first started with my first track, Hot. Mm-hmm. But before that, I used to do like Romanian music or some pop rock music in English. But nothing was successful like this one. I remember that I used to go to the studio and keep recording songs, like songs that were my taste, but songs that were not my taste.
Yeah.
Just to see how it sounds and how we could do it to be more successful. Of course, we never thought of the fact that we're gonna come out of Romania. We just wanted to do like music for Romania to play and to, you know, be a singer and do a job in Romania. But then we did this song that was crazy. Everybody fell in love with it. So I remember that I went for a holiday for 2 weeks. And then when I came back from the holiday, everybody was playing the song on their phones. Do you remember the ringtones?
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, everybody would be like... I was like, oh my God, that's me.
Wow.
And the guy wouldn't even know that it's me. It was so funny.
And
it all started like that.
And what's the best thing of being famous?
The best thing of being famous? Well, I could say the best thing of being a singer. Because, mm-hmm. like, famous gets me a little, like, freaked out. Oh, well, the best thing of being famous is of being a singer and traveling the world and have fans and mm-hmm. people that are following you is that you can teach them the best part of the life, the best part of the job, of a job. You can teach them that the most important thing is to be a good person. That's how a successful person looks like.
Yeah.
So all the artists in this world, if they're successful, they're very good people and they love people and they love to do this for the people. So this is the most important thing.
And we also spoke about Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, we also spoke about Daddy Yankee.
And he's a very warm person. How do you guys like hook up and did music together? Did you meet him and be like, I want to do a song with you, or?
Well, first of all, we did our first track, More Than Friends, me and him.
Yeah.
We just decided to do it, as I like a lot to mix the music. And then we did the second track, We Wanna, that we invited also Alexandra Stan on the track, and we did the second collaboration. And who knows how many others we're gonna do. He's a very special person for me and a very talented artist.
Okay, and are there any artists you like wanna work with, or do you have on your wish list?
Oh, there's a lot of artists in this big world. For now, I don't have. First of all, when I think of a collaboration, I need to have the song.
Okay.
And I need to have the beat and the vibe of that. And after that, I propose the featuring. But there's a lot of talented artists in this world. Okay. And I would love to work with every single one.
Okay, and then we're going to play you some new records and some records from all across the world, because you travel across the world. So later, we're going to play a little game with Inna. Tune in. App your questions. Major Lazer, Lean On.
Do you